Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. We've made a lot of announcements, haven't we? Well, I have an announcement, one last announcement to make. Jesus Christ is here today. And if you'll let Him into your heart, if you'll open up the doors that maybe you haven't quite had wide open for Him, I mean all the way from asking Him to be your Savior to all the little areas, if you'll just begin to try to open those doors up, He wants to do something in your life so you'll never be the same. So you'll never be the same. And so I'm praying that the Holy Spirit just touch you today. How many came expecting to receive something? Well, the rest of you, I guess, just, I don't know, take a nap or something. But no, if you come expecting, you'll receive something. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Come in grumpy and grumbly, and you'll probably leave that way. But come in expecting something from God, and He'll just do something good for you. Well, praise the Lord. I just want to talk a couple minutes here, and I want to read you a verse out of Ephesians chapter 6. And we know Ephesians. Ephesians 6, it has the armor of God in it, and we'll talk just a little bit about that. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says this, says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand." Holy Spirit, use me to say something today that's going to help all of us. We'll give you praise and glory and honor for that. Now, I'm not going to read you a lot of scriptures today, but I just want to talk to you for a couple minutes. How many, after you've done all to stand, stand. I practically every week I run on to somebody that's their statement. How many's ever used that scripture? After you've done all to stand, just stand. And I talked with somebody here a couple weeks ago, and they said, I said, "How you doing?" They said, "Well, I've done all I can do, and I'm standing." And I thought, well, that's good. But inside of me, something began to happen. I thought, you know, we're missing something here. You know, the object of this thing isn't how much you can endure. You know, the purpose isn't to... let me tell you what that scripture does not say. It does not say, after I've done all to stand, stand there and don't do nothing. It does not say that. After you've done all to stand, just stand. Well, you poor little sufferer for Jesus. I felt that way. How many has ever used that verse and it just didn't seem to be working for you? Huh? Come on, be honest. "I've done all I can do to stand. I'm standing. Lord, you said you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear, but man, I'm to the limit." I don't know. I've felt that way a lot of times in my life. How about you? Is anybody here today? Okay, good, good. Scared me. I thought. Now it's vacation time. Just don't go on vacation right now, okay? Just listen for a couple minutes, but... It doesn't say after you've done all to stand, just stand there and don't do anything. No, what's the whole part of this scripture about? What are they talking about? He says here in verse 11, he says, "Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Then he talks about a wrestling match we're in. And he talks about we're wrestling against principalities and powers and all that. He says, I think we're done with that scripture there for a minute. But, you know, folks, the truth is we're in a battle. We're in a war. You understand that? I got to thinking about this. The whole premise, the whole idea of Christianity is going, moving forward. You see, what I'm saying is that after I've done all to stand, hey, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Never in the Bible does the Bible tell you to stop. I'm going to tell you, if you stop, those wiles will get you. Huh? If you stop, it's almost like if you're, as long as you're moving forward, something's going to be happening in your life. This armor, I didn't intend to talk about it a lot, but I'll talk about it, you know. But we lose sight of our purpose. Folks, this thing isn't about how much can I take, how long can I endure. How many know endurance is a big part of it a lot of times? But it isn't about how much I can suffer, how much I can take. No, the whole purpose is that we go out and reach people, that we go out and advance the kingdom of God. The whole purpose is that we keep moving, that we keep going after it. And so Paul's telling us here, he's saying, you're wrestling. You're not wrestling flesh and blood. And often the enemy gets us to fighting each other and upset with each other and focusing our attention on something else besides him. But Paul's saying, here, hold it, you know, Paul knew what he was talking about. He said, hold it, we're in this warfare, we're advancing, and what we're battling against is the enemy, and you can't see him, and he's causing all these kinds of problems. So put on this armor of God so you can keep going, so that you don't fall. Well, I'll get you here in a little bit. See, this thing's all about God. It's not all about you and me. See, hold it. You need to understand, this thing isn't about the devil getting you. Huh? This isn't about your battle. This is about the warfare. Are you hearing me? If you listen real close, we can hear this and go home. It's not the devil's not really, he's after each of us as individuals, and he's causing us problems. How many say amen? How many's had any opposition from him lately? Say amen. Yeah, you know, but see, that he's not really concerned with stopping with your battle. What he wants to do is stop God's plan in the earth. And he couldn't stop Jesus, so the second best thing he's got is to stop us. And we need to understand that we're supposed to just keep moving forward. And we're just supposed to keep moving forward no matter what happens. See, every time something bad goes, I'm not supposed to stay home from church. Every time I'm in the middle of a crisis or a battle, I'm not supposed to quit witnessing. Every time I'm in the middle of some kind of crisis, I'm not supposed to keep digging so I have something from God to tell you on Sunday. Our purpose is to keep going. To keep going. And Paul's telling us here, you can't do that in your own strength. Because you're not fighting flesh and blood. You can't fight that with flesh and blood. You got to have some spiritual stuff. You got to have some spiritual power. You got to have something. And if you put on the armor of God, you can keep on going and you can keep standing against everything he tries to do. You can keep moving. You can keep charging those gates of hell. You put on the whole armor of God. You put on that supernatural armor of God. Now, I'm not going to teach about the armor of God. I just have a few thoughts here. But if I don't say, take what I say today and add to what you already know. How many has ever heard a message on the armor of God? Probably a bunch of them. Don't think what you've learned is wrong, but just add some of the stuff I say to that. Is that all right? But he said, take on what did he call the arm? He said, gird your loins or your waist with truth. Truth. I mean, that's not hard. We know we ought to be honest, and we know we ought to tell the truth, and we know we ought to not lie, and you know, but I think it goes deeper than that, and you know, it goes into the intents, the motives and the intents of our heart, and I believe it goes down to the deepest parts of us, truth. And when he's talking here, basically, if you want to know what he's doing, what he's saying here, he's saying, hey, and all these pieces of armor, he's saying, put on Jesus. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You can't whip him with this. But if you'll put on Jesus, you'll be able to stand against everything he tells you. You'll be able to stand against everything he does to you. You'll be able to stand against every wile and every trick, every deception. You'll be able to see through it. You'll be able to stand through it. When he hits you, he might stagger you, but boy, you'll come. You after the count, you'll get up and knock him out again. I hope this doesn't come out as a defeatist message today, because we're not defeated. We're more than conquerors. We got somebody greater in us than greater in this world. And truth, I'm just going to tell you, you know, a thought that came to me, you know, what we need to do is truth. We need to girdle ourselves. but he's talking about the life. The life-giving parts of our body. And listen, the truth is, you know, we need to put on Jesus. The truth, what the world needs to see today is some truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. He said, I am the... just to say it as simple as I know how to say it, some people out here need to see Jesus today in us. We don't need more picketing. We don't need more protests. We don't need more hate. We don't need more all the rest of this stuff. We don't need more people trying to get in the pulpit and scare us to death. We need some Christians that believe what the Word of God says, to stand up and live the Word of God. And when people look at us, they'll see. They'll know we're Christians. Well, didn't mean to get so wound up, but I like Acts. This is they arrested Peter and John. They arrested them, and it said now, this is what they said. Now you got to get the whole context of the story here. You got to get the whole thing, because Peter and John and the disciples, man, they were cutting a rug. They were setting the world on fire, man. I mean, they were telling people about Jesus. They started off with a bang. The Holy Ghost showed up on the day of Pentecost. And this is several years later. And Peter and John and all the apostles and all the Christians, they're still going strong. Matter of fact, it says right before this, it says now they've grown to, the group of them has grown to where there's 5,000 men. That means that they 5,000 men with their families, their wives, their kids. You know, so there was... probably at least 20,000 Christians at this time. And so the authorities get nervous because Jesus is getting spread and things are happening, and they arrest Peter and John. And this is what it says: and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and unlearned men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. What the world needs to see today is they need to look at some of us and go, whoo, them folks been with Jesus. Huh? Woo! Glory to God. I don't know if they're a Christian, but they got to be a Christian. There's something different about them. Truth. See, if we live in the truth, we know. See, it's time to stand up and not be afraid to stand up for what we believe, and not be afraid to stand up and tell the truth. I don't mean do it mean, and I don't mean hate, and I don't mean all the rest of this stuff, but hey, listen, truth. And the truth is this word. And you're not going to deviate from this word one bit and it still be truth. And none of us know it all, so what would happen. I wonder if we just all lived in the truth that we're in, that we know, the truth that we have. See, I'm talking about quit telling everybody about it and start showing them some of it. Huh? Put on the armor. Put on Jesus. He says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, that's not righteous living, which we ought to live righteous. We ought to be trying to live what God's given us and what He's made us. We ought to be trying to live up to what He's done in our lives. But man, listen, you put on that breastplate of righteousness, man, that guards your heart, that guards your vital organs, that guards your vital parts. That righteousness of God is something Jesus provided, something He did. He made us right with God. He made us right. We walk in favor again with the God that created this universe. Woo! Glory to God. You think that doesn't help you in your walk? What are we talking about? We're talking about moving forward. We're talking about in that warfare. We're talking about keep on going. The whole object of this thing is to keep on going. The whole object of this thing is to take back the territory that the devil's stolen. The whole purpose of this is to see everybody get saved. The whole purpose of this is to see God be able to move in all of our lives and put our lives back together again. And we need to understand that this isn't all about us just receiving from God. This is about us keeping on moving, keeping on pushing. Paul said, "Press, lay all that baggage down, lay all that weight down and press towards the mark." I don't know if you're, I want you to get what I'm saying, because once I catch that you're hearing what I'm saying, then I'll just wrap it up. But you know, in a war, I was in Vietnam and we were out in the jungle, and what I noticed was that they were constantly bringing supplies into us. They were constantly trying to take care of us. They constantly were bringing us fatigues or food or ammunition. The helicopters, the Chinooks, were just constantly rolling. They were constantly bringing things into us. And it seemed like if you were in a line troop, you didn't get a lot of stuff, but they were constantly trying to provide for you, constantly trying to get supplies to you, constantly trying to keep everything you needed, kind of keep you moving. See, the idea wasn't for us to find a banana tree and sit under it and eat the supplies. No, the object was go get the enemy. The object, the purpose is win the war, go after them. Are you hearing me? See, God's constantly blessed us. He's made it possible. That's what Paul's saying here. He's saying here that hold it. I want to keep you moving. I want to keep, you know, God's got a plan where you can just keep on and the enemy can't get you. He's constantly blessing. He's constantly giving us abundantly. He's constantly doing things in our life. But folks, he's not aiming for us to find an oasis and go sit under a palm tree and eat all the bananas and the coconuts. They were meeting our needs in war so that we'd get the battle won. God's meeting our needs so we can get the kingdom advanced. So the breastplate of righteousness. See, now I'm walking in the truth that I know, and the truth that I know is, man, that God loves me. God's on my side. God's for me. He's not against me. Jesus paid a price, and He reconciled us to our Father. Man, we're right with God. I don't know about you, but that puts some bounce in my step when I think about that. When I put that part of God's armor on, I realize, hold it, man, I'm right with God. It doesn't matter what you're doing, devil. I'm right with God. So I'm girding myself with truth. I'm living what I know to live. And it's working. You know, my position is because of God. It's not because of me. It's not because I love Him. It was because He first loved me. And He says, shod your feet with the gospel of peace. You know, the every army, for it to advance, feet are pretty important for an army. Matter of fact, if you have bad feet, you can't get in. Or at least you didn't used to. I don't know, man. When I got in, you couldn't stay out. And if when you got in, you couldn't get out. And now I guess you can take a note from your mama and get out. But I don't know. But feet represent going. And that's the whole thing about this is that our purpose is to go. Our purpose is to keep moving. Our purpose is to keep taking territory. Our purpose is to keep doing damage to the devil and his craft. Anybody here that the enemy's done any damage to you? Don't you think we ought to pay him back a little bit? Huh? So my feet... The feet are important. The going part's important. And let me just say, if you're not going, all this armor doesn't do you any good. If you're not moving, if you're not going, see, that the whole premise of Christianity is to move forward, is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The whole idea of this thing, the whole purpose is that we go and that we reach everybody, because God doesn't want anybody to perish. And while we're gone, and while we know we're walking in the rightness of God, the righteousness, I walk in His favor. I've got my breastplate on. I'm walking in truth. I'm living what I know to live. I'm going and I'm moving, I've got a shield of faith. Do you get the premise? See, you're not putting all this armor on. Well, I'd sit down there, but I might not be able to get back up. You're not putting all this armor on to sit down. You're putting all this armor on so you can keep going, so you can keep standing, so that the tricks of the devil don't get you. And so here I am, I'm walking in the truth. I know I'm right with God, and I know that, and I've got this shield, and everything the devil tries, I can quench all those, I can knock all those fiery darts down. Are you with me? Because I'm walking in the truth. I'm not dishonest with myself. I'm walking in the light that I have. I'm walking in where I know to walk. I'm trying to do everything God's telling me to do. I'm trying to live in that truth. That truth is part of my life. And I belong to God. He's my daddy. He's my father. He loves me. He cares about me. He cares about every little thing that happens to me. He's there to protect me. He's there to do everything. He's there to provide every bit of supply I need so I can keep going. And I got this shield, man. I got this shield. And everything the enemy does, I don't have to let him get me. I can hold that shield up. Faith, no. I believe in Jesus. No, I believe by His stripes I am healed. No, I believe He was made poor so I could be rich. No, I believe I don't have to listen to that. I don't have to believe that. I don't have to go that direction. All the fiery darts He tries to throw at us. And so while I'm walking here and I'm doing this and I've got my feet shod and I've got the shield up, and He says, take on the helmet of salvation. I just thought about that. You know, if the devil can get your mind, he can get you. Huh? If he can get you thinking, if he can get you to thinking, stinking, or to stinking, thinking, if he can get your mind, he's got you. If he can throw those stagnant thoughts, those toxic thoughts into your mind, huh? How many know you think something long enough, you end up doing it, whether it's right or wrong, huh? See, how many think God would ever tell you don't go to church? How many think God would ever tell you don't help anybody? Don't give anything? No, you see, God wouldn't tell you that. So all those things, see, put on the helmet of salvation. We're talking about a renewed mind here. We're talking about this, putting this word into your mind. We're talking about replacing all that other stuff with this word. We're talking about getting to a place in your life where you recognize when the devil's trying to trick you. And you know what? He won't come up and just tell you to quit church. He'll come up and hurt your feelings. And then you'll start thinking, my feelings hurt. They didn't do that right. The pastor shouldn't have said it that way. And then there's some more stinking thinking that'll come follow that. And after a while, you there's a case built inside of you. But the truth is, see, God's never going to tell you you've messed up too bad. Huh? God's never going to tell you you can't be forgiven. God's never going to tell you that you just have gone too far off. No, God's always going to tell you, I love you, I want you, I need you, come back to me, let me help you, come on, get up, let me brush you off. He's always going to tell you, man, you're mine, you're my prized possession, I want you. See, the helmet of salvation, see, I'm talking about I need to be renewed, and when your mind thinks that way, you can put up with a whole lot of the other stuff that goes on around you. Well, he's on that. You know how many, can you imagine how many times God's told me to quit church? Huh? Oh, but you're the pastor, he doesn't tell you. No, it's even more so probably. Do you know how many times the enemy tells me to just give up? You're just too tired. Somebody listening to me, you've been getting the thought, I'm just too old, I'm over the hill, I don't guess I've got much left, I missed my shot, I missed my opportunity. That's a lie from hell. You ought to renew your mind. God says you are somebody, you are valuable to me. If you're still breathing, I got something for you to do. And if you'll listen to me, I'll take the little things you do and I'll do dramatic big things with those little things that you do. I don't know, I'm just going to keep chipping away at this for a few weeks if y'all don't mind, because you know what, God's raising up an army, and this is part of the army in this place right here. We're part of the army. And one day, after we've talked about this for months and months, one day some of us are going to go, whoo, and we're going to wake up and it's going to start hitting us, and we're going to think it was our idea, and then we're going to be all excited, and that's okay. That's the way the Holy Spirit works. That's why if you don't jump through a hoop when I say something today, I don't get too excited. I mean, I don't get too disappointed. I don't get too tore up about it. If you're not jumping through a hoop today, that's okay. That's okay. You just keep listening. Because I know the one that's going to light your fire. His name's Holy Spirit. And he's going to light your fire. And maybe you're here today and you just don't feel very significant. You just don't feel very on fire. Some days I was supposed to come in here and preach this exciting message today and get busy. And I woke up this morning going, oh man, what in the world? That never happens to you, does it? Oh, but you see, all you gotta then you just start relying on the one that really gets the job done. You start relying on the one that's really going to move big in your life. You just say, Holy Spirit, I'm not very excited about the things of God today, but would you help me? Huh? We're not supposed to walk on mountaintops all the time and floating around all the time and feeling good all the time. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. But you can feel gooder and gooder if you'll just work at it. Put on this armor. Put on this armor, man. Renew your mind. So what do we got, man? I'm living in the truth that I know. I'm living in God's truth. My life is going to be an example of God's truth. When people look at me, they're going to know I've been with Jesus because of what they see in my life. I have a righteousness about me. I am righteous and right with my daddy, with my heavenly father. I'm right with God. I walk in his favor. You understand this armor? Put it on every day. I walk in his favor. Man, he loves me. I'm important to him. Jesus paid a price, so nothing could ever separate me from his love. Glory to God, I'm righteous. And I'm going. My feet are shod. I'm going. I'm going to spread the gospel of peace. I'm not going to spread the gospel of mean. I'm not going to spread the gospel of judgment. I'm going to spread the gospel of peace. I'm going to tell you Jesus loves you. He died for you. God sent him for you. And he paid a price for you. And all you have to do is by faith receive him, and something will change in your life. So my feet are going, and while I'm going, and while I'm finished, I got this dart. I don't have to just face the enemy on my own. I'm no match for him. I'm not strong enough for him. But bless God, my faith in Jesus is. Woo, my faith in what Jesus did is. And glory to God, you might be able to get away with that with me, devil, but you can't get away with that from Jesus. So I'm just getting in Jesus. I'm just putting his armor on. And I'm renewing my mind. I'm putting this word in it because you're not going to trick me with all them lies. You're not going to tell me Roberta doesn't like me and get me to believe it. You're not going to keep telling me all that stuff. You're not going to tell me I'm unworthy because Jesus said I'm worthy. God said I'm worthy. You're not going to tell me how bad I am because I already know how bad I am, but I already traded all my bad for all his good. And I got my mind renewed. I got my helmet on. And by that, what I put in my mind, I'm going to fight you with that sword. Because everything, you got the picture, you got the shield, you got the sword, everything, man, everything. That word of God will take care of everything. Just use that word of God and just cut his ears off, man. Huh? Do you understand the whole idea of this? Is we're moving. We're moving. We're continuing to go. And even when you don't feel like it, when you don't want to, when you just say, God, help me, and you keep on doing it, and you find out that you get more done by accident than you used to get done on purpose because the Holy Spirit's there. You got the armor of God on. And so you got this sword, and you're use this sword. This word will make every knee bow. Jesus is the word. He'll make every knee bow. He'll make sickness bow. He'll make the name of poverty bow. He'll discouragement. He'll make it all bow. The word will work. And then he ends up with this armor saying, praying always. Praying always. Praying in the natural, praying in the spirit. You understand what he's saying? He's saying, keep connection. Keep that divine connection. We might talk about praying next week because you know what? We haven't been praying enough. We've been talking about it enough, but we haven't been doing it enough. Huh? He said, praying always. Praying in the spirit. I didn't feel so good this morning. I didn't feel so excited. I didn't feel like jumping and running around the house. And so I just sit outside there for a little bit, and I just prayed in the Spirit for about a half hour, 45 minutes. And I just kept praying in the Spirit. And I just kept praying. And that's in tongues, if you didn't know. That's not in a feeling. That's not praying with goosebumps. That's praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. And I'm telling you what, I felt an edification start coming up in me. I felt something start rising up in me. I found out that the word really is the truth, and God does take care of it. And pretty soon I'm telling Pam, well, we better hurry. I gotta get to church. We better hurry. Of course, I tell her that every week, but do you understand? I went from not wanting, not feeling. I wish this was Monday instead of Sunday. And went from that to going, glory to God, we can kill a bear today. We can get somebody saved today. We can say something that'll help somebody today. We can get somebody, lift somebody up, and get them on top today. You got the message? You got the thing, man? We're walking. We're talking about a soldier moving forward. We're talking about the body of Christ moving forward. We're talking about all the things that try to stop us. And but remember, he's not just trying to stop you. He's trying to stop what God wants done. And so that's why we just keep moving. That's why we just lay all that weight down. That's why we're fighting all these principalities, all these things we can't see. They're coming at us in all these ways we don't realize. But I got constant communion. I'm staying in communication with my God. I'm praying always in the Spirit. I'm praying in the understanding. I'm talking to my God, and I'm trying out what I think He says, and I'm listening to Him, and I'm paying attention to Him. In my mind, my head, I've got on that helmet. My mind, I'm thinking about the Word. I'm not thinking about the lie. Devil, you're not going to get my mind. You're not going to put those thoughts in there anymore. You're not going to put that fear in my life anymore. And I'm walking, and I got this shield, and I got the sword, and I got my helmet, and I got the righteousness of God, and I'm walking into truth He's shown me to walk in. Glory to God. Devil, you just try anything you want to try. You can't get away with it. But folks, this isn't something that you put on when you get saved, and then you go check it again 6-7 years later. This is something we have to do every day. Huh? Because the purpose, the whole objective, is to take back the world for the kingdom. Amen. The whole objective is to take back the territory that the enemy has stolen. Amen. In the process, you have all your needs met. In the process of doing what God shows you to do, everything starts falling into place in your life. Amen. Do you understand? If you keep moving, you notice that this armor, there wasn't one piece that guarded your back. If you turn around, He's going to get you. No, it all protects you when you're moving forward, when you're moving in faith, when you're moving forward. You know, I was looking through all the stories in the Bible and all the things about God, and I'll say some of this and then I'll quit. But you know, we think we have some opposition. And I got to looking at some of these guys, they really had some opposition. Huh? They really had some stuff. We're not yet to where they're going to lock us up for getting people saved. They're trying to get there. But you know, I just don't believe they're going to win. Huh, I just don't believe they're going to have the last say. I believe God's going to have the last say. And I believe His righteousness is going to be spread all through this earth. And I believe that Jesus is going to be the King. He's going to be the head. He's going to be set up His kingdom. And I believe that's already happening. He's already doing that in our lives. And so you know, if you want to worry about what's going to happen with the economy, if you want to worry about you know, the blood moons and we might talk about the blood moons a little bit on a Sunday night in a couple weeks. We might take a few Sunday nights and talk about them a little bit. But man, if you want to run scared and if you want to worry about all that stuff, that's fine. Go ahead. But see, my God tells me I can put on His armor. I can keep moving forward no matter what the enemy tries to me. Whatever he tries to do, I can still keep moving. I can still keep going. That's when you get to the place that more can't be put on you than you can bear. Why? Because you're walking in the power and the anointing of God. You're walking in His armor. You're walking in His supernatural power. He's guarding you. He's taking care of you. When you don't feel good, when you don't feel right, hey, that's okay. He's still taking care of you. But you just got to keep going. You got to keep thinking, advance the kingdom. You got to keep thinking. Rick Warner wrote a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. We ought to have God's purpose driving our lives. And when that happens, everything else starts kind of working. Everything else starts falling in place. You know, I was thinking about Jesus. I was thinking about Him. I was thinking about Him when he said, let's, he got in the boat with the guys, and he said, let's go to the other side. And he went down in the boat and went to sleep. And I thought, well, you know, this was the story. The disciples, they got all shook up, and they got to hollering and screaming and crying, and, oh, we're going to die. Our ship's going to sink. They went and woke up Jesus and said, don't you care? And I thought, well, you know, I know they put this in there so we'd have a little faith lesson. But that isn't the story. Jesus said, we're going to go over to the other side. And he went to sleep. Getting to the other side wasn't in question. So the storms came up, the wind started blowing, the water got high, because the devil tried to keep them from getting to the other side. But Jesus was so convinced he was going to the other side, he went to sleep. What does that mean? That means, hey, Jesus was here. He was ministering to people on this side of the earth. He was getting them saved. He was getting them healed. He was getting them delivered. And he says, there's some folks on the other side that need to get saved. They need to get healed. They need to get delivered. We're going to go over there, and we're going to save them, and we're going to heal them, and we're going to deliver them. You understand the purpose? It wasn't about the miracles. It wasn't, praise God for them. We can look at them. But it was all, you know why they all happened? They all happened because he was going to get somebody saved. Don't act like you believe that. Let that roll around for a few days. It'll come alive in you. Same thing walking on the water. We talked, boy, walked on the water. Glory to God. And Peter stepped out of the boat, walked on the water. Hold it. The whole thing was, he just got through feeding 5,000 people. He said, hey, you go on over there and I'll be with you. I'm going to go up here and pray for a while. And he went up and prayed, and then he walked to get them. They were going to the other side to get some folks delivered, to get some folks saved, to get some folks helped. Well, you see, what I'm saying is, if you're driven by your purpose, by God's purpose, everything else happens. Everything else take care of itself. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things. I'll take care of all these things. Huh? You with me? Paul and Silas are in jail. Man, they're not worried that they got beat. They're not taught crying because they got beat. They're not worried because they're in shackles. They're not worried. You know what I mean? What'd they do? It says at midnight they just started praising God. They just started praising God and worshiping Him. And what happened? Earthquake came, the jail doors opened, the shackles fell off. But behold it, this wasn't about delivering Paul and them. Paul and them weren't worried about deliverance. They weren't worried about getting beat. They weren't worried about anybody that. You know, did you ever notice they didn't even leave the jail when all that happened? Why? Well, because God sent them into the jail because there were some folks in there that needed to be saved. All they were thinking about was, we got to do what we came here for. The shackles are fine, the beating, that's just part of it. All the rest of it doesn't make any difference. But what happened? God's provision, God's blessing, God showed up. God did prove himself strong. Why? They just were going to get them saved. Oh, somebody, I don't need everybody to get this, but if four or five of you would get this, the whole complexion of this church will change. Do you understand? See, Peter and John got put in jail. We talked about it. If I got that scripture, I'll read it now. But 29, wasn't it, or something? Anyway, I don't know. But they got put in jail. They told them, said, now we're going to let you go, but you can't talk to anybody. And so they whipped them and all that. But what did they do when they got out of jail? They went and said, oh, we were suffering for Jesus. We were witnessing, and they put us in jail. Oh, God. No, what did it say? Have you got that? I'll get it here. They got out. They said, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word. Do you understand what makes everything work? What makes everything work? Listen, and that doesn't just mean witnessing. That doesn't just mean grabbing your Bible and going and grabbing somebody by the shirt and telling them about Jesus. That involves whatever it is that God's telling you to do. Today it might be bring a dish to a funeral dinner. It might be call a brother or sister that's had a loss. Tomorrow it might be go tell this person about Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not, everybody's not going to be a preacher, and everybody's not going to be have the same personality, and everybody's not going to be, but there's things that God's telling you to do. There's little things that He tells you to do. And you see, he goes and he tells Steve. He says, call so and so and just invite them to church and tell them you love them and Steve does it. And then the next day or two, this person is in the grocery store, and Crystal runs up on him, and she says, "Hey," she says, "Hi, how you doing?" And she loves him, and she just tells him about the Lord and tells him about what God's doing at church, and just invites him to church. And then you know, maybe then a couple days later, Cindy runs into him at Walmart's, and she's just able to do something kind for him. They got there and they have this stuff and they're $3 short, and they don't know what to do, and Cindy just goes, "Well, here's $3. We'll just help you get that today, and why don't you just go and do something nice for somebody else?" And you see what I'm saying is, it's all these little things that add up, and then pretty soon, after a few weeks of that, Randy walks up on them, and the Holy Spirit's on them, and they've been getting all these little pieces, and they're under conviction, and Randy walks up to them and says, "Hey, have you ever asked Jesus into your heart?" And they say, "No, but I want to." And he leads them to the Lord. Do you understand? But the key is to keep our purpose. To keep our purpose. To keep our purpose. To keep motivated by that. I've been part of this church for 41 years almost. Almost 42 years. Do you know how many times, some of you have been here that long too, and some of you longer. Lisa's been here and Greg been here longer, and I'm in trouble now because I'm naming people. But do you know how many times in all those years we've saw God build stuff up to an apex where something big was ready to explode, and hundreds of people were ready to be touched by God and saved by God, and little things start happening. This one get their feelings hurt, and this one didn't like that, and this one the music was too loud, and this one the music was too low, and this one they didn't sing the song I wanted, and this one, man, he just shouldn't have preached that message to me, and whatever it is. You know, I've learned any excuse will work. If you just don't want to live for God, just say, "Hey, my neighbor borrowed my hose, so I'm not going to live for God." Huh? Any excuse will work. "I got a hole in my sock, so I'm not going to go to church." Any excuse will work. But I'll just stop here. I'll just stop here. But go ahead, let's sing a song here. But do you understand the whole thing that makes it work in your life is that you get to the place where you go, "It's not my will, God, but your will. It's not what I want, God. What do you want?" Do you understand then that when that purpose is right and that movement is right and you're going and you realize every day you're putting this armor on and every day you're going out here to advance the kingdom and you realize that's going on in your life? See, I'm not saying you don't focus on your job. I'm not saying you don't raise your family. I'm not saying, but don't you see that when your purpose, the core of you, is moving that direction, everything else starts taking care of itself. I mean, you want your kids to grow up and love the Lord? Think about what I've said today. You want the things in your life to change, the finances, the all that stuff? Hey, you just concentrate on God's purpose and watch what He'll do in your life. You want that business to go? You want it to grow? You want it to be prosperous? Hey, you just put God first and see what happens. I guess I'm done. But you see, what I see, folks, is I see everybody trying to do all kinds of things. You know, all kinds of things, and come up with all kinds of programs and all kinds of things. And you know, the truth is, we just need to say, "God, what do you want me to do?" And when enough of us in here say, "God, what do you want me to do?" Then you go, "God, what do you want our church to do? How can we make a difference? How can we advance your kingdom?" Huh? You want things like the Joyful Hearts Conference to work? Then you get down on your knees and you say, "Father,
I want you to use this to change somebody's life. Use this, Lord, to revolutionize them, to save somebody, to deliver somebody. Father, use this Bible school, this VBS, use this thing to plant something in these kids' hearts that'll help them to combat everything this world throws at them. Does this make sense to you? Are you concerned about your finances? If you're concerned about your finances, why don't you just get concerned about God's kingdom and watch what happens to your finances? Do you want your marriage to get back strong like you always believed it would be, and it always just seems to not quite make it there? You want that to happen? Why don't you just get Christ-centered for a little bit? Get the go part down. Put on this armor and just start, just live it day by day and see what God can do. I don't know what your situation is, but God does. If you can just get the purpose, He wants to bless you. He wants to do big things in your life. But it's not just so you can sit on the, find you an oasis and sit there. And don't misunderstand me. He didn't say, give everything you got. He just said, give me all your heart. He didn't say, give me everything. Because if you'll read what he said, you give me just a portion of it. You just give me my part of it. And you'll have so much that you won't even have room to put it. What do you need? I'm just saying, get your mind on God and His kingdom. And watch that stuff start taking care of itself. Well, I don't know, man. Maybe I heard that this blood moon, last blood moon coming up in September, and heard this one guy talking, and he said, I believe we're going to have the country's economy is going to fall. Another one said, well, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. And folks, listen to me. A lot of bad stuff's happening. A lot of bad stuff's going to happen. This book says it. That's why Paul said, just put on the armor of God. Just put on God and just get over into His flow. And listen, all this bad stuff will happen. Huh? There was a drought in the land, but Elijah still had food. Are you with me? Quit focusing on that part of it and start focusing on the God part of it. God loves you. He loves you. He's going to do good things for you. He's going to bless you. But He says, I'm going to bless you so you can be a blessing. Does that make sense? Well, am I repeating myself? Everybody stand. What an awesome God we serve. If you're here and you need to be saved, or you need to maybe rededicate your life, or maybe you just got some kind of crisis in your life and you need somebody to pray with you, we got some prayer partners coming down now. And whatever you need, come down, let one of us pray with you, because we believe we serve a God that cares about every area of your life, every detail of your life. So if you need to come, come. Come. If you need to come, come. Praise the Lord. Who else? Come on. Somebody here, you don't know for sure that you're saved. Won't you come? That's why you're here, so you can make Jesus the Lord of your life. Won't you come? Don't. Somebody here thought, well, I'm going to straighten this up, or I'm going to change this, and then I'm going to get right with the Lord. That isn't the way it works. No, you give your heart to the Lord, and then He'll help you change whatever it is in there that needs to be changed. So if you need to come, hurry, hurry. Somebody here needs to be baptized. You've never been baptized in water. We got somebody ready to do that if you'd like to get that done today. If you're going to come, come. Why don't you just worship Him for a minute? Just love Him for a minute. Just tell him how much you love him. And if you need to come, please come on. I'm going to follow him, are you? Praise the Lord. Everybody here say something with me. Say, Jesus. Everybody in here say something with me. Say, Jesus. Everybody in here say something with me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus!
It's not the volume of it. It's the fact that everybody do it. Okay? But Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. I give you every part of my life right now. I need saving, and you're the saver. I want to live for you, but I need your help. So I believe I receive that right now. I'm saved because of you, Jesus. Now help me live for you. If you prayed that prayer, expect something to start happening, something start changing. I think some of you prayed that prayer and you're already saved, but expect something to start happening. I speak His blessings on you today. I believe Him to touch you in every area of your life. And I believe this day and this week to be one that His presence is more real to you than it's ever been. And He'll lead you and guide you into all the truth that He has for you. If you believe you receive that, say praise the Lord. Now tell somebody around you you love them. Hug their neck. Shake their hand. Tell them I'm glad they're here. Everybody find somebody and bring them to church next week.